This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Donald Trump took a swipe at GOP Senate candidate Joe O'Dea on Monday. The attack came after O'Dea claimed he would campaign against Trump if the former president were to run again in the 2024 election. O'Dea's opponent, incumbent Democratic Senator Michael Bennet, says the rebuke against Trump comes too late.
That doesn't make him a moderate. That makes him a political opportunist who is changing his tune because he's in a general election. That's not moderate. And Colorado hates that. They want people that say the same thing in their primary that they say in the general election, and they say the same thing in rural Colorado that they say in urban Colorado. And I think that's a lesson he's going to learn.
Bennet reminded voters Monday that O'Dea voted for Trump twice. The state health department is now sending text and email reminders about new Omicron COVID-19 vaccine doses to a key Colorado demographic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Reminders will go to Coloradans ages 50 to 64 whose immunization records show they may be due for an Omicron booster dose. Last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention authorized the new booster that targets the highly transmissible Omicron variant. So far, just 10% of those over 18 in Colorado have gotten the shot. Older people have been the most vulnerable to the virus. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Mesa University's mountain bike team has won its third straight national title. The Daily Sentinel reports the CMU team edged out second place Fort Lewis College by a mere 8 points Sunday in the USA Cycling Collegiate Mountain Bike National Championships. This is CPR News and KRCC.